Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. The social media profiles that we control are just one part of our online presence, but there's likely a lot of additional information online about you out there. And what is it? Today, our guest, Josh Oakes, calls this unknown information the silent opportunity killer because sometimes we may not know accurately how we're represented online, and it could potentially and negatively influence how prospective employers or college admission counselors perceive you. Josh, welcome to the show. And, you know, how does one search for themselves online to see what their reputation's like? Yeah.
Thanks, Erica. Yeah, so one of our favorite things to do, and it's a free tool that's out there that colleges are going to use, that everyone's going to use to search for you online, and they used it when I ran for politics, is Google. So we tell people always start with Google, and we tell them, go search for your first name and your last name in Google, very basic. And then when there's a big audience, we say, do you think that a college, if they search for you, or an employer, or anyone else, do you think they're going to see a bunch of other people? And they always nod their head, and they go, yeah. And that's because there's a lot of other people with similar names. The next thing that we tell people to do, to really hone in on the results, because if an employer or a college or anyone else is looking for you, they're going to get frustrated with seeing other people. And so they're going to put your first name plus your last name in quotes. And so it would be Josh Oakes with a space in between, and you'd put quotes around both words. And what that tells Google is it says, hey, you know, in the first search without quotes, I said, find Josh and find Oakes anywhere on the page, in any order, in any direction type of thing, and they can be next to each other or far away. But now, Google, I want to put quotes around the whole phrase, and I want you to find that phrase with the first name Josh plus a space plus last name, and because I put quotes around it, I want you to find them together. And they can be duplicated a few times, but I want them to exist on the page in this order. And essentially, that hones down the people that you're going to find, and we teach students of all ages how to do this. And it really gets them into, first of all, their Google image results, and second, their Google text results, so they can really find out what others will see about them. And we tell people it's really good for you to go find out what Google says about you before someone else gets to it. So this is the best way to start.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. And I know that you provide this tool for people called the Footprint Friday Report, because I have subscribed to that. And you send me and, you know, many others who subscribe every Friday a quick link to find our names, our images, right, and any articles about us on Google and just online, I think, on you know, many other search engines, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So wouldn't it, you know, I talk to parents, adults, young adults all the time, and they say one thing. They say, Josh, I know how to Google myself, but I haven't because I've been too busy. So I was busy also during politics, but I knew that this was important. So I developed this little tool. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a Google assistant that emails you every week and said, hey, here's a bunch of buttons that are set up to just search either your name or the names of your students, your kids, and you could just click on them to save tons of time to go to Google and search the way Josh suggests that you search so that you know how you look. We developed a tool called Footprint Friday. We have it for professionals. If you own a business, work in marketing, or are working on your career, and you're in college or over the age of 20, you can go to medialeaders.com. That's medialeaders with an S on the end of it, .com, and click on the Footprint Friday button to start managing your online image for your career. If you're a parent of students and you want to manage your students' online image, up to two students can fit into our tool. You go to you go to footprintfriday.com, and it goes right to the student one, right to the family one, footprintfriday.com, and it'll take you right to a landing page where you can sign up to manage your students online, and you get a weekly report that's very fast. It takes about 3 minutes to manage yours. Now, Erica, I think you get this every week. Is that right?
I do, and it's such a useful, awesome tip and a tool. I mean, I absolutely love it because with a lot of the online things that I do, you know, different weeks, different pictures come up and different, you know, different information comes up week to week. And it's so helpful to understand, you know, what influences Google to actually post a certain picture versus another picture, or, you know, what article, let's say I wrote came, you know, comes up that week and doesn't come up another article doesn't come up that week. So it's interesting. And I don't really understand at all of how, you know, what comes up to the top and what pictures actually make it to Google. But can you maybe explain to us how that works so that people understand? Yeah.
Great question. So a lot of people will say, Josh, I have a few things out there that I didn't cause that are negative results. And we all are eventually going to have a few negative results. Just like when you meet 1,000 people over the course of your life or 10,000 or whatever, there's going to be a couple people that you just don't like you. And you could be a well-rounded, nice person. So I tell people, look, it's normal to have a couple negative Google results, but here's how you overcome that. First, you start by posting, and we're going to talk in the next segment about what to post, but I call it flooding the internet with positive stuff. You start doing good things by volunteering, taking some group photos, and posting those on social media, posting those all over. And then what happens is Google says, hey, there's fresh content about this person. Why don't we put the fresh content on page 1, 2, and 3 and move all the old stuff to the bottom because no one's interested in old stuff. They all want fresh, good content. And so that's kind of one of the ways that we suggest to people to just go flood the web with positive stuff.
Right. Well, that's a great tip. And I think there's a lot of, you know, young teenagers and kids out there that don't really realize, and we could talk more about this in the next segment too, but don't realize that these pictures of them at parties or possibly drinking or engaging in some kind of activity that doesn't, you know, really set a good example, that they have to be really mindful of this because these things will really appear and they will come to light. And I don't think that teens really understand the power of what it is to post something. And I know for myself, my Instagram is public, but, you know, Google will pull things from my Instagram pictures and put it up. I have nothing that I ever want to hide, so that's okay. But I know that there's a lot of people out there that really maybe don't want to share their personal activities.
Yeah, can I share with you my favorite three words that might keep everybody safe and smart online?
Please do.
So whenever I'm sharing something on Snapchat, Instagram, or even writing an email that were during contentious times with a business deal or something, I always ask myself, Josh, is this something that's light? Is it positive? Is it fun? If it is, check. In my head, I have this little checkbox. And then is this something that's bright? Is this smart? Think first. Are you going to get in trouble? Are you going to upset somebody? Could this go further than you think it could? Okay, if it's not, if it's bright, then check. And then last, is this polite? Is this something I'm proud of all my clients seeing? Is this something I'm proud of my future kids seeing or anyone else? And if it is, then it's light, bright, and polite. And I just go through that little checklist in my head. Am I proud of this in the long run? And if it is, it kind of keeps me out of trouble.
I love that checklist. That's awesome. And with emails, too, you just mentioned, should people be mindful of what emails they write and how would that come online? I mean, how would that be even public?
Oh, so true. I mean, you know, emails really are a social network. They are the number one social network because they can be forwarded, they can be blogged about. And I have an old phrase, you're only famous when you're angry. And that means when you're writing an angry thing, and I'm not saying that I have, anger issues, but I know that every once in a while, once a year, I just want to lose it. And I just want to tell somebody, you're an absolute bozo. But I know that that's the one time when somebody else would pop in and go, oh, and the restaurant that I would be at, somebody would recognize me and go, Josh Oakes? And I would be super angry. So I always have that Murphy's Law. You're only famous as soon as you become angry and everybody knows who you are and then they see you in bad light. Emails are exactly the same. You got to be careful because it's going to get forwarded if it's really passionate. So I always tell people, wait a day, write a draft, get angry in the email, but take the two out. Their email address out of the two so you don't accidentally hit send. You know, put your feelings on paper or something and then hold off on 24 hours and use the 24-hour rule. As adults, that'll save us from getting in trouble.
Great advice, and play the tape through. I like that message. Josh, can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, you can learn more about this program at safesmartsocial.com, where we teach students and sometimes parents how to shine online.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for listening. Stay well.